This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Moving into Your Hidden Power, another episode, I'm Doug Steffen with Laura Banks, talking today to Diane Goldner, who is a well-known healer. She's been helping people resolve their physical challenges, their spiritual challenges, emotional challenges for 20 years plus. Does a lot of long-distance healing, so I'm going to put her to the test because, remember last week we were talking, Laura, about my sciatic, my nerve. I had, actually, I think, I had a really bad Charlie horse.
You had an attack on air, yeah.
Yeah, I did, which I don't often have, but I've also noticed lately that my sciatic isn't as functional as it would be. So let's see. We'll have some fun, and we'll learn a lot, I'm sure, from Diane Goldner. That's why she's here. So how do you work? How do you get to the underlying causes of people and their problems, Diane? Where do you start?
That's a wonderful question, and it has one of those mysterious answers. It really depends. Sometimes I'm just talking to somebody, and it just comes to me. Other times doing the healing, and once I'm in the energy, it comes to me. So I'll give a very simple example. A woman came to me once. Her hands had atrophied, and there was no reason. Nobody could understand why, but she couldn't open a jar or do anything. And I asked her, you know, if there was anything that had happened right before this had begun, and she said no. And then all of a sudden, she it was like she an epiphany. She said, "Oh my God!" She said, "You know, my husband had a skydiving accident, and he survived, but she watched him fall out of the sky."
Oof.
And then when I started laying hands on her, it became clear to me that it was she just couldn't handle it. I mean, it seems so. It's sometimes that obvious, but it isn't that obvious until I'm in the energy.
Yes, but do you think there are a lot of people who feel that we all have a healing talent, it's just how we tap it. Do you think that you have something very special, or have you just been fortunate enough to realize it and to learn how to use it to help people?
I think it's like any other human talent. So, like being a musician or an athlete or a mathematician. So there's a range of ability. So some people are amazingly gifted and some people less so. And usually the ones who are the most gifted also study the hardest and continue to educate themselves and learn and practice. So I used to be a journalist and I really didn't have any conscious awareness that I had this gift. I was shocked when I began investigating healing, and I would try things that the healers were telling me because I would think that could never be true, and it would work. So I think we all have a gift, and in these times we should all be holding the highest light, but you know, I've also trained for many years in terms of meditation and focus in my mind and my heart. So
I mean, when I look at an astrology chart, Diane, everyone has the potential. Everyone has the potential to activate their healing touch or understanding of energies. And then there are people that spend a lot of time studying it because they have more of a gifted chart in that area than another. But when I look at what you're up to with your wonderful workshops, we need now this thing you're mentioning, your power of intention or living in a state of grace. Can you talk about those two things?
Yeah, I would love to. So energy follows intention. So if we have an intention for harmony, we will begin to start creating it. And whatever is in the way of creating that will emerge to be resolved. And so right now, with everything that's going on, it would be wonderful if we could all hold the highest intention or an intention for radiant health or for peace or for whatever the coronavirus is trying to help us resolve and understand for us to come to that. And
so what is that? You just keep going back and back into your own thinking. Oh, wait, I'm going to think positive thoughts. I'm going to intend that, like Doug's having some challenges with work today. He's going to intend an outcome with his farm, and that intention will be attracted by that law of attraction.
You're asking such great questions. I think setting a gentle intention, now that's not will, it's just setting an intention for everything to unfold in the highest way, and then actually detaching, because sometimes,
detaching.
You know, we can't see.
Very hard
sometimes,
to do.
Very hard to do, right?
Really, it's very hard to do. Yeah, it is.
But in my experience, it's the ticket, right?
And why is that? How does a detaching work?
You know, once you detach, the energy is free to do what it needs to do. You know, many years ago, you know, I traveled to New York, and I had a day where, you know, one person needed to change their time, and then another person. And I run a tight schedule, and at first I was like, oh my God, and then I just went with it. And by the time I let everything happen, everyone had resolved into the place they needed. And if I had been rigid, that would never have happened. So people got the times they needed. Everything worked out perfectly. Mm-hmm. But I stepped back. And
how do you get to that first place of being in intention? How do you get there?
That's like, the question.
How do you get there?
The astrological side of Laura would tell you, if you're somebody like me, you want to get it done, get it done, get it done. How do you? You got to push, because that's my nature. But
you know, Doug, I'm the same way, and it's been the hardest thing in the world for me. But every time I do detach and surrender and have faith that the divine is really in charge and doing the highest thing, things work, you know.
Yeah. And so that's the hardest thing, because we all think we are up against deadlines or things that qualify as limiting. We have to get it done by October 1st, or we have to do this, that, or the other thing. And that's a very hard lesson, I think, for people to learn. Hold on a second. We're going to continue with Diane Goldner, who was featured recently at Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop.com because of her gifts. Long-distance healing is a real art and a gift, and that's what we're talking about. We're focusing on that with Diane Goldner. Website, DianeGoldner.com. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about how you can produce while looking in the mirror. You can actually see the change in the tone and the color of your teeth by using power swabs. You take this is a clinically studied, all-natural patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. Comes in a little tube. You snap it. I can do a demonstration. It just takes a few seconds to take the Q-tip and rub your top and your bottom teeth. You're all set. In 2-3 minutes, you'll notice that your teeth are becoming whitener, much whiter. And using this whitener, it's safe. You're not going to mess around with stuff that's unhealthy, that's chemically based. You snap, you swab, and you smile. Coffee, tea, smoking stains. See you later, alligator. A tooth whitening at its best. So let's bring you to the point of understanding how easy this all is to work. It does lift off the stain, not just from your teeth, your caps, your crowns, your veneers as well. You don't have to worry about sensitivity. You want to look younger? Go to powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10. You'll get 40% off the retail, plus an extra $10 off, plus free shipping. Use this. It's available online now. And the saving grace is that if it doesn't work, you don't see in the first month your teeth whitening as we're telling you. You send stuff back, get your money back. That's it. Don't spend $500-$700 at the doctor, at the dentist, to whiten your teeth. Do it the Power Swabs day, Power Swabs way, and get it done from the privacy of your own home. Powerswabs.com to order. Use the discount code DJV10. That's important.
The debate around guns is focused on the extremes instead of what's actually working. We're the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We represent the gun industry. For decades, we've led real solutions for safer communities while protecting the right to legally own a firearm. Our Project ChildSafe program distributes millions of free gun locks to help prevent accidents. Our work with law enforcement helps prevent suicides, gun thefts, and illegal gun purchases. Learn more at nssfrealsolutions.org. Paid for by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who are born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Diane Goldner is here on Your Hidden Power with Doug Steffen. That's me. And Laura Banks is here. The astrological part of this, I'm not necessarily thinking this is going to be fun, but I think it'll be interesting to have Laura understand just a little bit about the way you are based on your astrology. And I'm wondering whether, I can't imagine, Diane, somebody as sensitive as you, not having had either an Eastern or a Western tune-up when it came to understanding what astrology has brought you and your life.
You are absolutely right. I actually had an amazing Vedic reading a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, and I'd had a previous one a while before that, and I've actually found it to be remarkably accurate.
What is your sun, moon, rising sign?
Oh, you know, I can't answer that.
Oh, okay. Well, when's your birthday? Are you an air sign? When's your birthday?
I'm an air sign, February 16th. I don't want to tell you the year on the year.
Okay, so I guess the air. Because so many energy workers are air signs, right? Because they're using the energy, the waves of energy to heal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The water bearer.
And the Vedic astrologist said that my chart was the chart of a healer or a doctor. And that I had done it in many lifetimes. This was just not my first lifetime.
Your calling. Yeah. I'm interested in the books that you've written. One of them is called Yes, You Can Heal, Awakening to the Light is another book, and How People Heal. How people heal is the most important part of this. You're really not healing them. The doctors don't heal you. You heal yourself taking whatever it is, whatever is offered by the healer in, right? Isn't that it, basically,
no matter
what kind of healing?
Absolutely. I'm holding a state of an energy state in which there's illumination and flow, and that person can step into that. And when they do, when what's being held in the body becomes conscious, then it doesn't need to be held in the body. So that's not, you know, every single case, but many times when we have, whether it's an acute situation like sciatica or a chronic situation, I don't know, sciatica can be both. You know, there might be...
Wait a minute, how did you know that I had sciatica?
Yeah, I know, that's
problems.
What I was thinking. I think, did you say sciatica already, Doug?
Yeah.
Did I say that?
I don't want to... You know, in the early days when I first, first became a healer, people would ask me what, I had to explain healing, and I would always describe their exact situation without knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
But already said. Yeah,
I did say that.
On your website, you also talk about heavy emotions.
All right, let's get to that in a moment. Hold on a sec.
Yeah, let's come back to heavy emotions.
The connection, the spirit-mind-body connection is something I want to probe as well with Diane. DianeGoldner.com, one way you can find her books. You can also find them on Amazon.com as well. This is Your Hidden Power.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Continuing on now on Your Hidden Power with Laura Banks and I. Correct English, Laura, is Laura Banks and me, because you and I are talking to Diane Goldner, who is a healer. She's gotten great reviews in her books. Right. Obviously, the connection is there, but understanding what the connection is. I keep talking about this because we're in the virus mode, and people seem to, the fear that is around is, it's annoying, frankly. It's astonishing that people have given over so much to fear-based thinking, and it's, you know, you can blame the news media, I'm happy to do that, but the individual is not being taught how to think, period. You go through the school systems, what are the teachers are teaching you what to think, they're not teaching you how to think. Mm-hmm. And so people are falling victims of this stuff much more easily, I think. Diane, what do you think?
Well, not only that, nobody teaches anybody how to work with their emotions, right? That's mm-hmm. like, which we were talking about right at the, before the break. So, you know, when you have a heavy emotion, it makes you more vulnerable to not thinking clearly, let's just mm-hmm. say.
Yeah.
You know, if you're wrapped up in anger or fear, it's hard to function, let alone function at a high state.
But also that takes its toll on your spiritual body, but also your physical body. People get so worked up about stuff, they get sick. You know, mm-hmm. I think anybody that you've ever seen that I've ever known that had cancer were really angry people.
Yeah. So how do you release these heavy emotions, Diane?
You know, one simple thing to do, it's so simple, is just to get, first you have to, you know, you can close your eyes and just connect into what the emotion is. Identify it. That sounds obvious, but we don't always do that. And once you do that, you can actually breathe it into your heart, whether it's fear or anger, and then breathe out divine love. This is actually based on a Buddhist technique, Tonglen. And you keep doing that, and if you keep doing that, sometimes it gets more intense, but eventually that feeling will dissolve, and then you can think clearly. Sometimes your whole perspective changes as soon as you can release that emotion. You know, when we're gripped by those emotions, I call it an emotional charge, where you just would do anything to release it, you know, like dump something, anger on somebody else or whatever. You know, this, you don't have to set off a cascade in it, somebody else. You release it in your own self, and then you can think clearly and act in a much higher way.
Let's, now that we've gotten this overview, let's talk about in the next couple of minutes that we have here, what you're doing, how listeners, how people who are going to your website can take advantage of the things that you have if they can't reach out and touch you. What's the best method for being in touch?
I do private healing sessions, and I'm reachable at Diane@DianeGoldner.com. So that's in my email address. And I do teach, and I will be posting some new classes. I teach something called Awakening Your Light Body, which helps people connect to their subtle energy, and then just the way you hold a glass in your, you know, to move things in the physical world. Once you're connected to your subtle energy, you can move your energy and other people's energy. So,
live in a state of grace? What is living in a state of grace?
Oh, yeah. Living in a state of grace, for me, it's about always staying connected to my inner self. And so I meditate, and I try to hold a high intention. I do hold a high intention. And then when things happen, you know, sometimes things don't go the way we want them to. I ask what the higher purpose would be, or I trust that there is a higher purpose. And it usually is revealed. And so what looks like a challenge is often a gift.
All right, well, let me just send people again to your website, Diane Goldner, G-O-L-D-N-E-R, DianeGoldner.com. It's a good place to start, so go there and check it out, Diane@DianeGoldner.com. Thank you, Diane. Great to have you here on this week's edition of Your Hidden Power.
Do you know you might be overpaying for your Medicare supplement plan? Do you get lost in an alphabet maze of plans like A, B, C, D, and G, F? Would you like help getting out of the maze and finding the very best plan for you? We are experienced Medigap agents at Health IQ, and we are on a mission to give people like you fair and square Medigap rates. Health IQ is the only insurance agency that rewards seniors proactively working on their health, like eating right and exercising. You don't have to be an athlete to save money. We reward healthy lifestyles of all kinds. Do you take your vitamins and supplements? Do you stay active and in the know about things that impact your health? If so, you could save money with Health IQ. Let us help you take care of your Medicare supplement needs. To see if you qualify for exclusive savings on Medicare supplement insurance, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. To start saving, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. That's healthiq.com/Medigap.
Health IQ is an agency offering plans from different insurance carriers. No government or Medicare affiliation. Coverage and special rates not available in all counties or cases.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. A recent study has shown emojis to be an effective way to gauge a patient's symptoms and outcomes. One reason is that they're universal.
If you speak Spanish, if you speak English, if you speak Somalian, it doesn't matter. Most people are familiar with the emoji faces now. And I think the emoji faces really represents an emotion. Looking at an unhappy face versus a happy face, that's something that is easily related.
Dr. Carrie Thompson led the study, which she says is really just a first step.
What we'd like to do next is a similar study where we're querying patients and having them wear devices so we can track their activity and such, but deliver that information to their care teams and then determine how much information is too much information, how much is not enough, and then look at how does that affect patient outcomes.
For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Vivian Williams.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
To combat a spike in COVID-19 cases, California Governor Gavin Newsom is shutting down operations at many indoor businesses across the state where people gather, like bars, movie theaters, and restaurants.
This is a new statewide action effective today. Every county in the state of California impacted by a requirement now to modify indoor operations.
Giuseppe Franco is a salon owner in Beverly Hills.
So now you're going to have unhappy employees, unhappy clients, unhappy world.
Florida is now the new epicenter of the virus. Governor Ron DeSantis.
The percentage of people who were testing positive, instead of being 3, 4, 5% like it had been in May and early June, was now going up to where it ended up hitting even 15% just last week.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Former special counsel Robert Mueller responded to claims that his investigation into potential collusion between Russia and President Trump's 2016 campaign was illegitimate following the president's decision to commute Roger Stone's sentence. Mueller published an op-ed in the Washington Post on Saturday, asserting that while the work of the special counsel's office, including indictments, guilty pleas, and convictions, should speak for itself, but that he felt compelled to respond to claims that its motives were improper and that Stone was a victim of the office. Mueller wrote, "The Russia investigation was of paramount importance. Stone was prosecuted and convicted because he committed federal crimes. He remains a convicted felon, and rightly so. President Trump on Friday commuted Stone's sentence 4 days before he was set to spend 40 months in prison. Stone, who wasn't pardoned by Trump, is appealing his conviction, but the commutation protects him from serving prison time as a result. Stone, a 67-year-old Republican strategist, was convicted in November of charges that included lying to Congress, witness tampering, and interfering in the House's Russia investigation. Prosecutors had originally recommended that Stone serve 7 to 9 years in prison, but Attorney General William Barr recommended a more lenient sentence. The entire prosecution team resigned from the case in protest. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Continuing on now on Your Hidden Power, Uri Geller joins us, Uri in Israel, relating to what's going on in the world from that perch. Do you think, in your experience, because you've lived around the world, you lived in New York when you were starting your, and I use this in quotation marks, your practice. You've lived in London, you have lived in, you were born and raised now in the neighborhood where you've come back to live, but you've spent a lot of time in Japan. I mean, there's few places that you haven't been. Are people basically the same, do you think, everywhere, or do you sense there's a difference in the way people accept your message depending on where they are?
Yeah, that's a brilliant question, and the answer is people are not the same. And this emanates out of their cultural upbringing, their spirituality, where their mind is at about religion, how tough their upbringing was, but it really boils down to their parents, their grandparents, their ancestors. And let me explain. For instance, in Russia, my feats, my demonstrations of mind power is considered to be miracles, little miracles. The Russian people are extremely religious, and when they see something that is a bit supernatural or paranormal, they translate it into a miracle, a religious miracle.
Are they religious or are they spiritual? Well, I remember the communists don't like religion. So it's interesting, compelling, actually, that you tell us that they are religious. Do they practice like going to church, or is it, again, a more spiritual type experience that Russians have?
I think it's both. It's a mixture of both, because you've got tens of thousands of churches spread around Russia, all over the place. And they worship Jesus Christ, So the powers of the mind to them is basically some type of a spiritual thread to something that is known to have holiness around it, an aura of or an ambience of supernaturality from the Bible. Then you got the other countries like the Scandinavian countries, where there is no way that this is religious. It's either mind power or sleight of hand. So there are countries where people are more skeptical, and there are countries where people are more open-minded and believe that what they are seeing with their own eyes is actually real, and it is happening in real time. The phenomena is occurring in front of them. It's amazing. Now, it's also your education. If you learn in school, like, for instance, when Christmas comes, you know the stories, how many teachers look at their kindergarten pupils or young kids are told that there is no such thing as Santa Claus. Right. Am I right, Doug?
Yeah, yeah.
They
my
take
God.
Over... Yeah,
destroys kids.
Away they take away the mystery and the wonder of the holiday, because a teacher who is agnostic or an atheist is going to stand by his word saying, what are you talking about? There's no such thing as Santa Claus.
See, you're touching on something that's very important here about education in general. Youngsters, we need to teach people, and this has, I think, been one of the secrets of your career that isn't much talked about. It isn't what you think, it's how you think. Learning how to think is much more important than learning what to think. You can figure out what to think after you realize how to think. But so much of education around the world today, our country is certainly an example of that. I don't know about Israel, but we're too busy teaching people what to think, what's correct, what's right, what's wrong, instead of how to think, to figure things out for yourself. Is that, do you think that's part of an international problem?
I think that it's more oriented and more directed towards America, because what I see today in the news, statues being toppled down, demonstrations, looting, you would think that the looting of expensive malls belongs to third world countries, don't you think? But it's not, it's happening in America. There are more, in the last 3 or 4 months, more handguns, more weapons were bought than any time. So there is some kind of a disturbance going on in the United States. And I don't believe that it's to do with who is the president or the White House, but there's some kind of an open way of thinking, a radical way of thinking. I believe that you'll agree with me. There is an extreme thinking going on, and it's the power of open speech, the freedom of speech. And that's what is guiding these extremists to say, blow up the Rushmore, the mountain with all the amazing sculpture.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It's really, it is an amazing thing. Uri Geller, his website, I send it to two different websites, but where all the attention is right now is Uri's finishing his museum. So if you want to see what's going on, go to UriGellerMuseum.com. A fascinating life, fascinating individual, someone that I'm happy to call my friend, somebody who's been studied by more scientists than you can count. Uri Geller here on Your Hidden Power. So those of you who are interested in weight loss, a lot of people have lost a lot of weight. A lot of people have gained a lot of weight. Our weight is going back and forth, up and down like a yo-yo. Not a good way to have optimum health. Lose the weight and keep it off with Calitrin. If you have the before pictures before we had the virus and the after pictures, I'm betting that most of you have got a little extra poundage here, maybe a little extra poundage there, and you want to feel good. You want to go back to feeling good. Look at all of the examples. When you go to toploss.com and see the sources of people and their happiness, Calitrin motivating people 30 days, 50 days, 60, 120. Sometimes it takes a while to get onto the program and keep with it so you lose the weight. There's plenty of support for you. I believe that the best way to lose the weight is to give yourself 6 months. And because of the BOGO deal at toploss.com, you can buy three and get three free. That's the deal using the DJV code. No shipping charges. You get onto the safe, natural way for men and women, children, the whole family can lose weight and keep it off. There's nothing unnatural. Natural, nothing going to hurt anybody, nothing going to conflict with any medications that you may be on. It's pure, natural, stimulant-free, drug-free. Calitrin is the weight loss formula for 20-some-odd years. This has worked for people all around our country, now all around the world. Get the best deal. Stay on the program. Make sure it works. If it doesn't, you'll get your money back. Toploss.com is the website. The code DJV for the best deal.
Tax Solutions Now is a complimentary referral service that connects callers to companies that provide tax services.
Money matters. If you owe thousands in back taxes to the IRS, how much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I paid less than I owe.
That's right. Money matters. So call Tax Solutions Now and get the IRS off your back. Since 2014, Tax Solutions Now has been a leader in the tax resolution industry. Remove wage garnishments, property liens, fines, and penalties. Qualify for the Fresh Start program or even uncollectible status. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I owe the IRS over $10,000. I paid a fraction of what I owed.
Call now to reduce or even eliminate your back taxes.
I called Tax Solutions Now and got the IRS off my back. Thanks. You saved us a ton of money.
Money matters. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you? Call now and find out.
Call 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Mary O'Malley is here with us on Your Hidden Power. She's our resident psychic. Her web address is psychicscout.com. You know what? I feel like I have to spell that because a lot of people are not learning how to spell. We're sort of talking about education in part here, Mary, this week on Your Hidden Power and how people are being taught what to think and not how to think. And the whole business about learning how to spell is one of the things. P-S-Y-C-H-I-C. We have in English probably the most difficult way of learning how to spell words because oftentimes things don't sound like they're, you know, like they're spelled. Who came up with this? I don't know. Who do we blame for this? Who knows? PsychicScout.com. Anyway. All right. So I want to talk. The theme of the program this week has been in part thinking about intention and the power of intention. Do people come to you understanding that it is their work that's necessary, not yours? Once you give them the clues, they have to take care of themselves. Do they get that, do you think? Do you have to teach them that?
Sometimes I have to teach them that. Sometimes I have to find a way to help them see that they are the only ones really in control of themselves, how they react to things, how they do things. You know, not everybody wants to hear that. They like pointing the finger, you know.
Right.
I can't do
somebody else to blame.
Blame.
Yeah. Well, that's part of what we're being taught. You know, we're not being taught how, if we were taught how to think, we wouldn't be blaming. We are being taught what to think. And, of course, let's get to somebody. You know, it's easy for us to blame somebody else when we should be taking responsibility for ourselves. But we don't. We're not taught to do that.
No, we're not. We're taught that, you know, as long as we follow these rules, we're going to be taken care of. And it's just not true.
So then what do you do? What's your probative approach to this? Somebody's doing a reading with you in person or on the phone, and you realize immediately that they don't understand that by their speech, their actions, they have laid into the power of their own intention. So how do you get them away from where they're going? Because that certainly where the direction they're headed, they're intending to go that way. So how do we kind of do a course correct?
Well, a lot of it is our thoughts and the way we approach asking for things. So I try to help them just look at things differently by saying, if this wasn't an issue, what would that look like? Or if this was easy to get out of or circumvent, what would that look like? So that they're just throwing that out to the universe. And it gives the universe an opportunity to answer that question. So it's sort of like, you know, we've talked before, Doug, just planting seeds, you know?
Yeah, planting seeds, yeah.
They're not alone, and we're not alone, and you know, we have this beautiful power of the universe behind us. We just need to ask. So asking in that way, you know, if this was easy, what would that look like? It kind of takes all the fear off of it, you know, just kind of throws it out there. So that helps. And sometimes it just takes people well, you know, they're so beaten down and so powerless, and sometimes they are in those kind of situations. And
like it or not, and again, this maybe is, I don't want it to come across as blame, but people who are highly steeped in a religious tradition, oftentimes, we were talking earlier about the Russians and what, you know, goes on in Russia. The communists don't like any religion, but yet the Russian Orthodox religion, which is basically Christian, is looming. And there are a lot of Russian Orthodox churches being built around our country, especially where you are in Southern California. Well, Southern California is a little bit of everything. So you get a good variety. But do you find people that are heavily religious, when they come to you, they feel guilty, they don't understand that they've gotten to you because they intend to fix whatever it is that isn't being fixed by their normal religious practices? Is that dangerous ground for them? You don't start with that, I suppose, anyway, right?
Usually those people don't come to me. You know, there's other issues involved with that. But, you know, on occasion, and we just talk it through, and sometimes I'll ask him, why is your God so mean? You know, does that seem right? If God is love, does that seem right? So it's just asking a question in a way that kind of opens their perspective.
Do you ever have anybody get upset with you and just walk out?
No.
Never? Oh, wow.
Nope. Generally, people they're there for a reason, and even if they have trouble swallowing whatever's coming out, you know, they paid for the time
you need to listen. The mind, you had a reason for going in the first place. Give it a chance. Mary O'Malley can be found at PsychicScout.com. This is your hidden power.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Moving into a very special part of my life. I talk about astrology all the time. Last night I was having dinner with a friend, and I got into astrology, and she looked at me rather strangely and said, well, it's unusual for people to be involved in astrology. Or I said, no, it's not for me anyway. I find it a big help. And one of the best helpers I know of, I turn to, is Laura Banks, who has been an actress. She's done all kinds of things. Great business person, but she really is an accomplished astrologer. But if you want to get an idea of what she's like, you can read one of her books called Embracing Your Big Fat Ass, if you would like to. Another book is Breaking the Rules. So Laura is here, but basically she's here to encounter whatever it is that we need to encounter based on our horoscopes, our astrology. How many people look at their horoscope in the morning and then they pick up the phone and call you and say, I got to get a clarification on this? Does that happen to people that spontaneous, do you think? Maybe the first time they are, and then after that they get used to being able to get your input. Because people, I think, astrology, what's going on in the universe, our planets are changing all the time. So the impact of the planets changes us all the time, too, right? There's not one thing. Okay, all it needs is one reading, and you're done.
No, it's constantly moving and changing. Traditionally, you have your stable of clients that will be calling you. right now we're in such a flux of planetary movement and emotions. You know, a lot of Cancerian influence right now, Doug. A lot of people.
What does that mean? How does that
it
translate?
It means that there's
cancer,
a lot of.
We're going we're in the cancer moment, right? Because, cancer, Gemini is after cancer.
Well,
right?
We just had a solar eclipse in Cancer with the Capricorn axis, so we're in this flux of having to feel things. And we were talking about goals versus intentions, and goals versus creating an intention. And the whole thing about intentioning what you want means you have to be in touch with your emotions. Right now, with Cancer, with the solar eclipse we just had, and now we've got on the 20th another new moon in Cancer. We have to look at family, friends, security, belonging, safety, a sense of nurturing yourself, a sense of being in touch with what you're really feeling. And if it's anger or upset, you've got to emotionally shift it so that the ride to wherever you're going is a pleasant ride.
But how do you do that, though? That's easy to say.
No,
and people say, yeah, that sounds like good advice. How do I do it, Laura?
Well, you pick out a specific bunch of words that feel good, like ease, fun, play, enjoyment, laughter, music, a poolside. And then you string them into like intentional, you know, sentences. Like, I see myself on a beach having a beautiful time this whole month. I'm going to keep imagining myself in this beautiful space, which allows up the emotions to connect to this place of being. And you literally operate from this place in everything you're doing, so that you're not waiting to get somewhere with an outcome to feel good. Because people that do that, then they're not happy, because once you get there, it's not nearly, because you exhausted yourself getting there. So you have to really you have to reframe the brain with catchphrases and post-it notes on the. It's so obvious and it seems silly, but you've got to put up phrases and be able to see them over and over again. I am living a joyful life. I say over and over to myself, I love my life. I love my life. I love my life.
I just give thanks. I'm always thankful for the opportunities, for the things that are happening to me, for the people that are around. The experiences that I have there and I say frequently to people, I have so much to be thankful for. That doesn't keep me from being stressed out, but maybe it's something that I go
right
to after I get
stressed.
And I don't even like
now,
the term stressed out.
I know. Right now we're in the axis, Doug, of personal life, emotions, and the reality of a lot of loose ends are going to come together between now and December 17th. So Saturn, July 1 to December 17th, is going through a direct again and all kinds of activities. But know that now is the time to focus on all those loose ends. Venus went direct, which is very helpful with language and communication. Mercury goes direct on July 12th, but there is a full ground effect until July 29. But basically,
what does that
we're going
mean?
To be. It means that until the 29th, we'll feel the effects of the retrograde, but July 12th, we can all breathe a sigh of relief that we can sign those contracts, know that communication and deals are going to start happening even, you know, and that you just don't turn into type A, that it's got to all happen. You've got to enjoy the ride, because that Cancer is in there reminding us. Unless you personally have an integrated way of being that flows through, you know, life, it's all going to be a mess. So you have to have a groundwork inside yourself with all of this, but we do have Venus helping. We have Jupiter sextile Neptune on July 27th, which is going to be wonderful for actually more spirituality, more integration.
I'm thinking,
of
happy days are here again. Not that until December, though. It sounds like the end of the year, and we've all talked about this. The virus subsides, the election's over, we have some solution, that kind of stuff. Laura Banks is here with us with lots of great advice and input for our daily lives. Laura, thank you for being here. Always a pleasure.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout.
right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.